There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey hustlers, we know that this 2024, the entrepreneurial journey is filled with challenges. An often overlooked aspect is the time-consuming task of processing payroll and managing government requirements. And did you know that the average admin spends a whopping 50 hours per month dealing with just government compliance? That's time you could be spending on growing your business, or let's be honest, taking a well-deserved break. But fear not, we got a game changer for you. Introducing Sprout Solutions and their tailored solutions for MSMEs called the Payroll Starter. With Sprout Solutions Payroll Starter, you can finally reclaim your time and get your life back on track. Say goodbye to the stress of remembering tax dates or worrying about missed payroll runs. This bundle is designed to make your life easier and your business more efficient. And here's the best part. The cost starts just at 5,000 pesos per month for businesses with up to 10 employees. Yep, you heard that right. That's just 5,000 pesos per month. So why spend another minute drowning in payroll paperwork when Sprout can revolutionize the way you manage your payroll and government requirements? Take the first step towards a more efficient business today. Visit sprout.ph/payrollstartermonthly5k. If you missed that, don't worry. We have it in the description box of this episode, so click that too. And again, big shout out to Sprout Solutions because your time is too valuable to be spent on paperwork. Reclaim it with their Payroll Starter. Now let's begin this episode.
The Hustle Share podcast is brought to you by Capita. Capita's software solution seeks to automate the equity management process for startups, including workflows around cap tables, ESOPs, due diligence, and transactions. Sign up at Capita.com to get started with your digital cap table, ESOP, award granting, and all things equity. Free for companies with under 25 stakeholders. Also powered by Limitless Connect. Limitless Connect can provide digital CX solutions. The teams of Limitless Connect have years of CX experience, which equip them as the driving contact centers in the future. Sign up for a free consultation with Limitless Connect at www.limitlesscx.com. With Limitless Connect by your side, anything is possible. Also powered by PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now at podmachine.com and use the code HustleShare to get one free edit.
Meron kang mahabang taon na mag-overlap yung day job mo and yung passion mo. Yun yung kailangan mong tiisin sa buhay mo. Yun yung trabaho. Yun yung hustle. Yun yung overlapping na hindi mo alam kung hanggang kailan siya mag-overlap.
Welcome to HustleShare, the podcast that features the daily grinds of unique hustlers around the world to show not our differences, but that our hustles are very much alike. Now here is your host, Ronster Baityong.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Share Podcast. This is so exciting because for the first time ever, I'm deviating from business. I'm no longer interviewing any of you guys, entrepreneurs, startup founders, and what have you. We're going back to what this was all about. Just kidding. But again, prior to you guys, whoever was listening during the pandemic, when I made Hustle Share, the biggest objective really is to diversify the spectrum of the people I interview. Back then, 2019, I was interviewing a rock star, I interviewed a DJ, and now this is the first time in a very long time that I'm deviating. Because at the end of the day, again, this guy's hustle can apply to a lot of what we guys do as an entrepreneur because his specialty is comedy. His business is comedy. So without further ado, let's welcome to the show one-fifth of the Cool Pals, Mr. James Caron. Whoop,
whoop. Hello, good evening to you, Boss Ron.
This is so weird.
Ngayon lang kita nakitang mag-podcast.
So yeah, I turned it up a notch. I was super, like, I was just reserving whatever energy I had left. It's like, shoot. If I go interact with the other cool pals in the working hall, I'll be sabaw by the time I get to you. But again, welcome to the show, James. I've been a fan of yours ever since. And again, happy to do it. But we'll not talk about podcasting here. We'll talk about you and your hustle. And I want to portray one thing that's very, very different. Because every time, again, we hang out, we're always laughing. Nine times out of 10. But this time, I want to talk about your career and how you really attack it from a science perspective and
wow,
and everything else. But before I get carried away, I need to ask you the million-dollar question. James, what's your hustle?
Well, as a businessman myself. Actually, Boss Rock, kinakabahan ako dito kasi
I'm sorry.
Hustle share. Ang mga guests mo dito is mga CEO, mga nagtayo ng company, mga multi-millionaires.
Eh, sino... But you're a trillionaire though.
Well, so... well, as a trillionaire myself. Ako, ang past ko, I am...
Now, what's your hustle muna?
Oh,
your
career. Sorry. Sabi sa'yo, kinakabahan ako eh. My hustle ko is I'm doing a podcast.
Okay.
The Cool Pals. Tapos, meron akong stand-up comedy. With Comedy Manila.
Yep.
And lahat yon sa umaga, ako naman ay isang IT professional. To there be specific, infrastructure engineer.
And we can talk jargon all you want because I've had devs here. And again, I have tech is in my heart. So we can talk about jargon all you want here.
Uh-oh.
Right? But before I get carried away first, I need you to buckle up, James. Because we're going to have to ride the Hustle Share Time Machine.
So...
Wow.
There you go.
It's the only show that has a time machine in the end. All right, because again...
May dinosaur!
Wait, look out, look out. Wait, but I want to understand, James, again, you said it before we even talk about your career. Every single person that has been through Hustle Share went through the time machine and went through their origin story.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, we all have chips in our shoulder. Mm. And again, I have a little bit of a background about your origin story. A little bit in small anecdotes over the Cool Pals, of course, my favorite podcast. From years on years to come, I listen to you more than I listen to my own show, right? But talk to me about how life was. Was it easy? Was it difficult? And did you build a deep why very early on in your life?
Deep why? Actually, wala naman siyang deep why talaga. Kung masasabi mo nga, para akong go with the flow lang eh.
Mm.
Pero meron akong certain goal na simula pagkabata pa lang, eh gusto ko na ma-achieve.
Which was?
Maging artista.
Why was that the dream?
Kasi nung bata ako, mahilig na akong, actually as early as 3 years old, nakitaan na ako ng mga kapitbahay namin ng potential. Kasi ang ingay ko eh.
Okay.
Ako pinakamaingay sa compound namin, sa Quiapo pa kami nakatira.
Oh, wow.
Tapos katabi namin sila Aling Linda.
Aling Linda?
Si Aling Anita pala. Si Aling Anita.
Okay. Shout out Aling Anita.
Patay na siya.
Okay. Rest in peace.
Ayos ha. Tumawa tayo dahil ha. Okay. Patay na si Aling Anita. Oh, nako. Ang nakakatawa dito, yung tuwing lahat ng pinapanood ko, ginagaya ko.
Okay.
Ultimo Shider, lahat ng mga lahat. Mm. Tapos,
Power Rangers.
Ultimo si Jesus. Isang beses gabi na, mga 9 p.m. na yun.
Okay.
Lagi ko sa takot kay Aling Anita.
Okay.
Kasi sa sobrang ingay ko, lagi niya ako napapagsabihan or sinisigawan. Eh, nung isang beses, kakapanood ko pa lang ng, hindi ko alam kung ano napanood ko, basta ginaya ko si Jesus.
Okay.
Umakit ako sa sofa, tapos kinross ko yung legs ko, tapos nag-ako ng parang cross.
Okay.
Oo, tapos sabi ko sa kanila, sa mga nasa bahay, halikan nyo ang pa ako. Ako si Jesus! Halikan nyo ang pa ako! Ang lakas ng boses ko.
Okay. And this was in Quiapo, mind you.
In Quiapo.
Oh my God. That's blasphemous. All right.
Oh. Tapos yung siguro nga dahil kaya o ginaya. Eh, ang nipis nung namin, mga pader.
Okay.
Kahoy lang. So, tumagos dun sa bahay nila Aling Anita. So, nung pagka sigaw ko ng ganon, sumigaw si Aling Anita. Sabi niya, ano yan?
Oh my.
Lumabas si Aling Anita, pumasok sa bahay namin, may dalang itak.
Oh my God.
Oo. Yun ang panakot niya sa akin, itak.
Wow.
So ang ginawa ko,
child abuse too.
Tumakbo ako sa ano sa kwarto namin sa taas, okay. Tapos may butas doon, nakita yung first floor. Sinisilip okay. ko kung maalis si Aling
Scorpio Anita. Scorpio Knights. Okay, very good. Very good.
Okay. Tapos nakita ko nagubad si Aling Anita.
Oh yeah. Hindi.
Ito ko, ayan, tapos hinintay ko lang umalis. Mm. Tapos everyday ganun ang routine ko.
Okay.
Tapos kalaro ko pa yung apo ni Aling Anita.
Okay.
So ganun, parang ewan ko kung pinagtitripan lang ako ni Aling Anita.
Mm.
Na maglalabas ng itak.
Right.
Pero meron siyang itak. So simula pa lang doon, ano na ako, yun na
you really wanted it early on.
Mm-mm. Hindi ko pa alam na I want it.
Okay.
That's who I am.
Got it. So it's really natural to you. Mm-mm. But couple things, and this is important because again, this would be your cash cow as you and your passion origin
pa,
story, I guess.
Hindi ko pa siya in-expect na magiging cash cow kasi talagang right. ang feeling ko stepping stone ko lang tong stand-up comedy dati yeah. noon ah.
Okay.
Kasi ang goal ko talaga is artista. Maging artista. Nandun okay. ang pera, artista.
But when did it dawn to you? When in early? So again, me too. I think comedy, you can learn it, but it's a plus when you have it as a gift. Because the timing, and I never really understood comedy. I use it too a lot. Though I don't look funny, but I try my best to it again. I think I use it pretty well, but it's a weapon for me. And I use it for sales. So I've learned. I'll talk about that a bit. But for you, when did you realize that you were gifted with? Because at the end of the day, you can't be a comedian if you don't have kapal ng mukha. How did you realize that? And when did you realize also that you had the gift of comedy?
Come elementary, high school.
Letran
high school. Okay. Elementary. Eskwela de San Lorenzo Ruiz.
Okay.
Ayun yung kinikwento ko sa Cool Pals na ang tawag namin sa principal namin, Tita Vivian. Presidente na si Tito Efren. Kasi di pa siya registered sa DepEd. Family business.
Oh my God.
Parang homeschooling lang.
Wow.
Tapos nung ano, hindi, joke lang yun ha, may mga nasa eskwela de San Lorenzo Ruiz. Yun lang, para siguro para maging yeah, close kami. Yeah. Eh nung ano, elementary, high school, sobrang mahihain ako.
Mm.
Walang ano talagang, hindi ako nagpa-participate sa mga extracurricular
activities. But you wanted to be an artista.
Oo.
In Quiapo, you were the star.
Mm. Okay. Sa mga kaibigan ko, pag uwi ko sa bahay, sa mga barkada ko doon sa village,
okay.
doon ako komedyante.
Okay.
Pero pagdating sa
school,
sa school,
you're shy.
Komedyante na ako sa group of friends ko, pero hindi siya on a larger scale.
Got it.
Ng buong school. Kaya na-amaze ako doon dahil sa mga kaklase ko na nagpa-participate sa mga foundation day.
Yeah.
Sumasaya. Hindi ko magawa yun. Ang pinaka-participation ko lang nung elementary, pumila para sa Susie and Jeno.
Susta Jen. Shout out Susta Jen.
Baka naman.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't think that brand exists anymore.
Pang matanda na sila yung Susta Jen Premium.
Mm-hmm.
So yung amazement ko nung ano, talagang hindi ko ma-force yung sarili kong sumali sa ganun.
Okay.
Ultimo yung Christmas party nga na sasayaw.
Okay.
Nag-practice na ako at lahat tayong I want it that way. Ah.
Backstreet Boys. Okay.
Nung mismo Christmas party na, classroom Christmas party lang siya,
okay.
nag-back out ako. Ayoko talaga. Talagang nandun ako sa upuan ko. Hinihila na ako nung crush ko. Ah.
Wow. Ah.
Oh yeah. Talagang... Fuck you, crush. But hindi ko ano, hindi talaga ako umalis sa upuan ko.
Yeah.
Pati nung pagsampa ng high school, never din ako nag-participate. Oo. Mas malupit pa noon kasi mga bully yung mga kaklase
yep.
noon.
Yep.
Doon ko naman natutunan yung ano ko. Feeling ko doon sa high school,
okay.
doon na-activate yung pagiging kupal ko.
Yes. You have to eh. And then same here. I mean, I was a little bit of a Bibo kid growing up, but UST, Dominican, we're both Dominican, taught me how to really pop out of my shell. I was also shy type, but my God, they unleashed a devil in me. And I was a notorious guy because I was a basketball player. And then, again, you learn how to be rough. Manila teaches you how to be rough.
Uh-oh.
Right? And then for you, we've fought against Letran. We've even traveled with, I don't know if you know him, D. There's this big guy, D. And then Green, the black guy. I think he's bachelor than you in Letran.
Si these Boss are, D?
No. But these are guys are, again, they're just bullies. The Letran boys are bullies. What did you learn about yourself during that span? And how did you, if you learn how to be a kupal, what did that unleash within you? And did that also change the dream of being a celebrity?
The dream stayed.
Okay.
Sabi ko, tatapusin ko lang tong okay. tatapusin ko lang tong ano schooling ko. Mm-hmm. So pero yung pagka yung na-unleash sa akin nung high school, hindi siya kupal na ako yung attacker.
Yeah.
Defensive mode lang ako.
Ah.
So every time na may iba to sa akin, kailangan kong salagin, kailangan ko ibalik sa kanya para hindi ako ako yung kawawa.
Correct, correct.
So every time, yun yung na-develop ko doon sa high school stage.
Okay.
Pagdating naman doon sa college ko, UST.
There you go, shout out.
Yes. Dapat magko-comsci ako, no? Ay, dapat magko-com arts ako.
AB, all the hot girls are
Oo.
There.
Eh, kasi nga, yun eh. Kasi sabi ko, diba, tatapusin ko lang yung schooling ko and then, ipuporso ko na yung passion ko.
So you really
ko.
Decided, you really wanted that?
Yes, either maging reporter ako, basta sabi ko, kailangan lumabas ako sa TV.
Got it.
Yun ang goal ko talaga ng bata ko. Kailangan lumabas ako sa TV. So, nung college ako, sabi ko, ito na yung opportunity ko
Got
na mapunta sa TV. Kung ano man ang, ano, basta TV. Nag-com arts. Com arts ako, nag-try.
Okay.
Eh, pinigilan ako nung tita ko.
Okay.
Sabi niya kasi, walang trabaho daw dyan. Oo, walang ano, wala kong kikitain dyan.
Okay.
Eh, yung anak niya, yung panganay niya, nag-comsay.
Ah.
So, yung malaki kita nun.
Right. I mean, it's true.
Totoo naman.
Yeah.
Oo. Eh, just to give a brief background dun sa kailangan ko malaking kita. Kasi akong breadwinner sa family.
That's one thing that I super duper admire about you.
Hmm.
One thing. Mad respect because... Again, it's not easy to have that weight on your shoulder growing up. I'm, in a way, I'm also the same, but I was an only child. Who else has a choice? And my mom was a single mom. But you had extra weight that you really had to, you can't mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you provide a little bit of context why you were the breadwinner and what, that you really had no room to fuck up in life?
Parents ko deaf.
Oh, wow.
Parehong deaf. And yung brother ko, Down syndrome. May Down syndrome. So, ako lang talaga ang...
Same, right? So, I understand.
Walang respect. Walang room for error, kumbaga. Wala akong luxury na mag-quit ng day job dahil ayoko na. Gusto ko magpahinga. Walang pahinga sa isang breadwinner.
Yep.
So, yun yung drive kung bakit hindi ako pinayagan mag-com arts. Kasi kailangan ko ang kumita ng pera. So, from there, medyo depressing siya, di ba? Parang, magka-college ka palang sasabihan ka na kagad na,
you can't.
Hindi ka pwede magpahinga.
Yeah.
Kailangan yumaman ka para sa pamilya mo.
Mm.
Yun yung depressing part. Pero hindi ko siya nakita as depressing part. Okay, sige, kinuha ko yung COMSAI kasi walang board exam eh. Yun lang naman
correct.
Yun lang naman ang na-negotiable ko pagpasok ng college kasi ayoko na ng mga
review after.
Yung mga shit na yan eh. Ubus oras lang yan eh.
Right.
TV ang gusto ko eh.
Okay.
So, sabi ko, eto na yung fastest way. Ayoko naman mag-vocational.
Okay.
Kasi 2 years lang yun.
Right.
Ayun ang fastest way.
Pero, but the ceiling's not that good.
Yes. Mm. So, edi sabi ko, sige, eto na. Again, nabinbin na naman yung sinabi kong tatapusin ko lang tong high school ko. Sige, sinabi ko, in-adjust ko yung goal ko. Sige, tatapusin ko lang tong college ko.
Okay.
And then, tsaka ako magpo-pursue.
But did you do well in college? Because again, COMSA is not easy. And again, it requires someone who has really good intellect to finish that thing.
Wala akong background sa computer. Sobrang takot ako magpatay ng computer kasi unang patay ko ng computer na may transformer pa noon, yung may CPU.
Right.
Nag-ground ako.
Oh my God.
So never na ako nagbukas ng computer ever since.
Oh man. This is hardware. Ah. COMSA is hardware, not just software.
Oo. Kasi right? Di ba kailangan pa ng transformer nung time na yun. Ang dami nakasaksak noon. Wala akong ka-idea kung ano yung pinasa ko nung nag-COMSA ako. Tapos, it came naturally. Kasi, it's all about logic lang pala.
Yeah, it is.
Yabang eh, no? It's all about logic lang pala.
But can you expound? Why is it all about logic? Why is computer science like that?
Kasi yung ano, hindi ko alam. Yung programming part, di ba? Parang may mga if else, and then for loop.
Right.
Na-challenge yung utak ko nung anong yun.
It's like a puzzle.
Oo, di ba? Parang, yung pala yung may talent pala ako dun sa ganun. So parang gusto ko yung nag-iisip pala.
Yep.
Eh sa comedy kailangan nag-iisip.
Exactly.
So feeling ko nakatulong yung Comsai sa later years ko.
Right.
Sa pagpursu ng stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. Kasi marami ding stand-up comedian na ang background is computer science.
Ah, really? I
si
didn't
Alex,
know this.
Alex Calieja.
Wow, shout out. Okay. So that's great. And this what we talk about in Hustle Share a lot, especially lately. It's all about skill stacking.
Mm.
So apparently, a lot of people that really...
Oh, may tawag pala dun sa ginagawa.
Yeah, it's skill stacking. It's basically your core skills that you built along the way as you grew up and as you gained experience. Skills as on its own, say, all right, marketing. Skill as on its own, there's so many people that knows that. You know, comedy, whatever. But if you combine it with several skills that's unique to you and make it useful as a whole where they all sync together, it ends up really spectacular and excellence is built through that. So for you, you talk about problem solving with comedy, with kapal ng muka. Those are skills that you eventually stack up and it be, if you mesh that all together, it eventually adds up into that.
Oo. So yun ang natutunan ko sa... Nahirapan din naman ako sa college.
Yeah.
Kasi ayoko naman talaga. Sa arts talaga yung gusto ko. Mm-hmm. Sinasilent ko lang, boss.
Yeah, go ahead.
So nung natutunan ko na yung ano, sa akin na nagpapaturo yung yung mga tao.
Kopya.
Oo. Ako na gumagawa ng programming ng mga nung crush ko. Yung niligawan ko. Ako na gumagawa tapos binasted niya ako. Anyway.
It's a lot of, too many boys in the Eng building.
Oo. O, kundi lang maganda
doon. The ratio
doon,
is just bad.
Oo, para ka nagtapo ng piece of meat sa hyenas.
Yep. Or you have to go to Edok to get all the girls.
Shy nga ako eh. So, wala pa, hindi rin ako nagsasali sa mga extracurricular activities nung college.
Okay.
Natutunan ko na lang yung extracurricular activities, yung hosting. Nagsimula ako sa hosting. Nung sa Village.
Village.
Oo. Na, ang pinakaunang hosting gig ko is Trick or Treat. Bata yung audience ko.
Okay. Yeah, at least low risk. No, so, they won't remember you.
Oo. Right? Pero, tapos yung mga yaya nila. So, yun ano lang, doon ko natutunan na gaguhan lang pala tong hosting. Hindi naman pala kailangan ano.
Yeah, kapal ng muka.
Hindi naman pala kailangan maganda boses mo, right. Yung mga ganun. So ang ginawa ko, all around ako noon ng time na yon. Ako yung organizer. Ako yung host. Ako rin yung intermission number. No, yeah. Intermission number ko ba noon? Yung kinikwento ko lagi sa Cool Pals, yung kinanta ko yung There's No Easy Way.
Yep.
Kay James Ingram. Yep. So kumakanta ako ng There's No Easy Way. habang nakapila yung mga tiyanak, yung mga white lady, So, yun ang sarap sa pakiramdam nung time na yun na ito yung hosting. Kaya ko to. So, medyo nag-tweak na ngayon yung goal ko.
Got it.
So, kasi ang exposure ko lang sa entertainment industry is TV.
Right.
Hindi ako exposed sa kung ano man ang nangyayari live sa mga bars, mga ano. So, nung college din ako, doon din na exposed din ako sa mga comedy bars. Una ko napanood si Vice Ganda.
Yeah.
Sa Punchline. Galing ni Vice Ganda. Yep.
All improv.
Oo. Although
there's baon. I've seen it. I was there once and I can talk about this, but I'll just tell the anecdote. So my teammates in high school, they had a mama. So in basketball players, they have a sponsor. Let's just call it a sponsor. And I'm the sabit because they don't want to go alone. Okay. We go to these comedy bars and there's one guy that really, because all my teammates back then were guaping. Guapo. I'm the only sabit. I'm the sabit. Okay? I'm the schwangit guy.
Okay.
One time they went out. Both of them went out. And then their mama. Yeah. Their mama. We're at a BMW high schoolers. What the hell?
Right? Naka BMW si mama?
Yeah, they're just big. But anyway, the owner of Color Point, if you know the Color Point.
Ano yan?
The photo studio outside USC back then.
Mama?
Yeah, but it was just, he told me, and this struck with me so much. It was so random. He just said, you know those two guys? They're guapo. But if you ever want to get anything that you want, magpayaman ka. was like, that's cool. All right, so I'll do my best because I cannot compete with Guapo. How the hell how do you compete with that? But I can compete in the other form, which in the other day, that never goes old, right? Which is to really get that stuff. So from you, when you then realize, okay.
So lahat ng ito, lahat ng binild mo, ay para kay mama.
Yes.
Shout out to you, mama.
No, it just really opened the thing because, man, the only thing I had going on was kapal ng muka. Mm-hmm. I'm always the pasimuno, but I do it. I make fun of people around me, my teachers, my classmates. There's always laughter around me. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I got in so much trouble because I was using that in the wrong way, which eventually I realized that, shit, that was my gift, but I was using it to put myself in trouble. Mm-hmm. For you, when you realize this gift of hosting a tweaker thing, it builds up confidence. And that confidence, once you build on top of that, it creates momentum. Mm. When did it start clicking with you before we take our first break? And you realize, like, shit, I have potential in this. That this is something I can do. That is no longer just a dream. That it's something that I can turn into reality.
Nung nag-open mic ako sa Comedy Cartel pa nun dati.
Okay, yep.
Nung nag-open mic ako sa Comedy Cartel, bumomba ako ng malala. Walang, ibig sabihin pag bumomba, walang tumawa.
Wow.
Lima lang ang audience nun, nung time na yun. Bumabagyo yun, September 1, 2010.
Wow.
Bumabagyo, nag-drive ako from Parañaque to QC.
Okay.
Not knowing kung ano mangyayari, basta meron lang akong baon, may notebook ako. Ito yung mga sinulat kong jokes, tungkol pa sa Expendables, tungkol sa Yakult. Wala akong alo. Pinanood ko lang sila sa YouTube. Mm. Sila Alex, sila GB, pinanood ko. Mm. Tapos sabi ko, parang kaya ko. Mm. Kasi minutes lang naman eh.
Right.
And then ang binigay sa akin na 3 minutes. So nung pumunta ako doon, nag-perform ako, walang tumawa, sobrang kaba ko. Sabi ko, ito yung gusto kong gawin. Ito yung gusto kong gawin. Kasi before me, may mga bumomba din.
Bomb squad.
So sabi ko, nandun ako sa, pero feeling ko mag-iiba yung direction ko kung lahat sila lahat sila tinawanan tapos ako lang yung bumomba.
Right.
Pero yung time na yun, lahat, may mga bumomba, sabi ko, na-realize ko agad, ito pala yung proseso ng stand-up ko.
You have to fail. And in business, that's the same thing we eat too every time. Mm. We always say that we take no for on a daily basis. We take else. Because for every single, say, investor that says yes, there's 99 people that said no. Mm. So it's similar. Let's see the path that we go through. But whether it's in business or in comedy, success is built on failure that you overcome. How did you then overcome that? How did you keep going? Why did you keep going also?
Sabi ko kasi, di ba, ito na yung gusto kong gawin. Mm. So bumalik ako. Week after week, bumalik ako. Nag-i-improve ako. Week after week.
Very
may
nice.
May tumatawa. Okay. May malakas na tawa. Tapos sinabi sa akin ni Richie Ray Fernandez, isa doon sa mga comedians nung time na yon. Sabi niya, I know someone if there's, English eh.
Okay.
Sabi niya, basta ganito yung gist.
Okay.
Sabi niya, alam ko ang talent kapag nakita ko and ikaw, nakita kita.
Nice. So that's when you've validated. That's the validation that you needed.
Oo. Binaon ko yun eh. Binaon ko every...
That's like your mama moment.
Yes. Si Richie pala yung mama ko. Nung... Kasi onti lang yung nagpupurihan sa comedy industry eh.
Right.
So, yung puring yun, dinala ko yun. And then, so, after 3 months, September, October, November. By December, nakakuha na ako ng first paid gig.
Nice. That's amazing.
Yes. Talent fees, 100 pesos.
Wow. Very nice. Barely enough to pay for anything, but at least something paid for the value that you bring. Mm-hmm. That already we built up. All right. Now let's take our first break, and when we come back, let's not talk about how you then pursued your comedy career, but at the same time, I want to really dig deep on the tech career because that's what pays the bills. But let's talk about that more after the break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I have a very, very exciting opportunity I want to share with you guys. If you're a B2B startup founder, listen up. Your ticket to growth is here. Introducing Impact 24, the Philippines' largest B2B SaaS challenge. Calling all startups in their pre-launch, pre-seed, or seed stages, this is your chance to accelerate their growth. Submit your pitch to Impact 24 and get ready for a 10-week intensive program to elevate your solution. What's in it for you? How about up to 500,000 pesos in MVP project support, exclusive credits from industry partners, personalized mentoring, and a shot to pitch at SaaSCon PH, the country's biggest SaaS conference this April. But yo, you gotta hurry up because submissions close on January 26, 2024 already. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your startup to new heights. Apply now at saaschallenge.ph. That's saaschallenge.ph. And good luck, and I'll see you guys in Impact 24.
And we're back in the break. We are still with James Caran, with Ento, who discovered now how he's good and he gets his mama moment.
Mama Richie.
There you go. On how this is the path. But before we talk about comedy furthermore, I want to understand first the career, the hustle part. Because this is where I admire you the most. Because you get to play what feeds your heart, which is comedy, but you always cover all the bases. Which is, again, you're a breadwinner. You have to put food on the table because it's just you that will do that. Walk me through first. After graduating, you studied computer science. How did you build the tech career? And then eventually, we'll talk about how were you able to balance that out with comedy?
After pag-graduate na kami, nung pakiramdam ko nun, medyo lost ako. Kasi ito na yung sinabi ko nung time na yun.
You delayed it.
Ito na yun . Ito na yung moment . Ano bang gagawin ko? Magkahanap ba ako ng trabaho? O ano? Yeah. So medyo half-hearted ako dun sa paghahanap ng trabaho. Pasa lang ng pasa. And then kapag may nagawa, ito na yung sinasabi ko kaninang ang personality ngayon is medyo go with the flow na.
Got it.
So, nagpasa ako. Unti-unti, yung mga kasama ko, mga kaklase ko, nagkakaroon na ng work.
Okay.
Accenture.
Wow.
HP, mm-hmm. IBM.
Big tech.
Yes. Yeah. O, yun yung mga, kung sa uso, yung time ko, yun yung usong right. applyan. Kapag hindi ka nandun, ano ka?
Olats
ka right. or ano, maghihirap ka.
Right. Because there's no startups back then yet
Uh-oh.
That needed the devs that we all need now. They're super in-demanded people. You know how it is in startups. I'll just go on a tangent a little bit. You know how it is in some startups now?
They get
quarterly appraisal. It's that fucking expensive to hire devs. Quarterly appraisal. No. Do you know how expensive that is on our part? Because there's so much, we're competing, everybody needs tech. There's so little supply. So if you are listening to this and you're a thing, you learn how to code. That's the number one skill.
Madali lang.
There you go.
Logic lang yan.
Oh, there is. logic lang. There you go.
Alalahanin mo lang yung syntax .
There you go.
Kailangan mo aralin .
So for you, when you were seeing all these, your classmates, and there's massive FOMO for sure,
mm-hmm.
where did you get your first opportunity?
Nag-Singapore muna ako para magbakasyon.
Wow! Social! Gap year? Wow!
Ano to? April? Ganyan. Wow! Kasi yung ano ko, hindi, March, April, parang gano'n.
Yeah, after grad.
Oo. So, kasi may pinsan ako sa Singapore.
Okay.
So, sabi niya, doon na lang daw muna ako magbakasyon muna para ano. Hindi, pamasahe lang naman. Okay. So, sila na gumastos ng mga pasyal, mga gano'n.
Mm.
Tapos ako nag-aalaga ng anak niya. Oh, domestic helper pala, babagsak ako.
Did you hang out in Lucky Plaza after?
Okay. Hindi. Pero, maganda naman yung trato sa akin doon. Hindi naman ako nila sinasaktan.
Amo, boss amo.
Pero nung ano, pahinga muna ako.
Okay.
Parang napagod talaga eh. No? Nandun lang muna ako, pasyal-pasyal. Tapos, yun na, babalitaan ko, nakakuha na sila ng trabaho. And then, kinamusta ko yung isa kong best friend.
Yep.
Sabi ko, kamusta? Ano, may nakuha ka na bang work? Sabi niya, meron na. First interview na sa Globe.
Ah.
Ayam, ano, tapos, eh, pag fresh grad ka, tanong ka kayo ng sweldo eh. Unang sweldo eh. Yung Accenture nun, ang pasweldo, 20K.
Yep.
Sabi ko, laki ng 20K ah. Ay, HP pala yun, 20K. Mm. Yung Accenture ang 15K, ang liit naman ng 15K.
May that was big back then though.
Oh,
2008. Oh, wow, that's huge.
Oo.
Right.
Tapos may mga sumahod pa ng 12,000, kinuha na nila.
Yeah.
Pero ngayon, pang minimum wage na lang yung 12,000, hindi ba?
Right.
So, ayoko naman ng 12,000. Tinanong ko yung Globe. Sabi nga, magkano yung ano mo, first sahod mo? 30,000 pesos. Mag-a-apply ako dyan.
Wow.
Mag-a-apply ako dyan.
Okay.
Pasa ako.
Okay.
Yung pala, hindi ko na pala kailangan magpasa. Kasi,
wow.
Meron palang...
Someone scouted you?
Parang ganun na nga.
Wow.
Hindi ko na pala kailangan magpasa. Kasi
is it Mama Richie also? The same guy?
Hindi. Pero, nung ano pala na yun, meron palang program yung Globe para sa mga fresh grad. Cadetship program.
Ah.
So, ang ginagawa nila, nag-scout sila ng top 20 students.
You were top 20 students?
Hindi ko ka alam eh.
Wow.
Eh kasi 20 lang kami. Totoo, nalagas kami.
Yeah, again, it's hard. A lot of people get debarred.
Three sections kami. One section na lang kami nung gumraduate. So, nung ano, kasama pala ako sa na-scout. So, top 20 students of top 5 schools.
Wow, and you're one of them.
Hey, UST.
Yeah. There you go. With pride.
Sa wakas.
Diba, Santo Tomas right
sa wakas, mm-hmm. Nagbunga din ng tuition fee.
Yeah.
So, nag-schedule ako ng interview. Sabi ko, kailangan ko na umuwi ng Manila.
Wow. Sorry, Koya. I'm out.
May kumuha na sa akin sa Globe. Hindi ko na alagaan ng anak nyo.
Paalam.
Oo, paalam. Okay, tapos magpunta ako dun sa... Hindi naman ako malis kagad. Meron naman ako schedule. So, nung schedule ko, first interview, okay, pasado. After nun, panel interview na.
Okay.
Tapos tinanong ko ngayon yung nakapasa, ano yung ginawa mo sa panel interview? Kasi kailangan mo mag-prepare ng PowerPoint presentation eh.
Ay, wow.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Ng career mo, kailangan ibenta yung sarili mo.
Yeah.
So, through a PowerPoint presentation. So, tinignan ko, pahinga akong copy nung sa'yo.
Okay.
So, tinignan ko yung sa kanya, well, seryoso eh. Seryoso. So, ang ginawa ko, may part doon na sa PowerPoint presentation, kailangan mong maglagay ng hobbies.
Mm.
Eh, nung time na yon nag-hip hop abs ako. Hip-hop abs? I-search nyo lang hip-hop abs kung hindi nyo na 2008 pa yun eh.
Oh my God. Like Tybo but cooler.
Yes, oo. Oh, Tapos parang kaboses ni Will Smith yung ano. So, nag-hip-hop abs ako. Sabi ko, ilagay ko kaya ito sa hobby. Kasi nag-kick in ngayon yung talent ko in comedy.
Right.
Kasi... may foresight ako. Alam mo pala, pag may talent ka sa comedy, may foresight ka kung ano magiging reaction ng audience mo.
So you foresee everything. How did you develop that?
Hindi ko alam. Parang instinct ko lang na ilalagay ko to, ibig sabihin, padedemohin nila ako. Pasasampulin nila ako. So, maghahanda ako ng sample.
Got it.
So, yun yung magiging X factor ko.
Yeah.
Para ma- para maalala.
So, this is your skill stack now manifesting on your professional career.
Oo.
Okay.
So, yung... So, nung nasa panel interview na ako, tama yung foresight ko.
Yeah.
So, pinasample ako. Oo. Oh, oh. Tawa sila ng... Tawa sila ng tawa kasi first time may nag-hip-hop abs sa isang job interview.
Man. Man, that's crazy. Okay, so you got... Obviously, for sure you got in because of this.
Yes, nakapasok ako.
Let's just breeze through this real quick. What were the things... What was the day-to-day like in Globe? Because if you're one of the top 20 from our school, from UST... Right, and you're basically it's an apprenticeship, like a management trainee, but for devs, right? What were the things that you were working on a? And you can go as jargon as you want. Mm. By the way, this is a tech startup podcast. What was the day to day like? And then walk me through how you found time to do the comedy stuff, because I know how taxing it is for devs to create stuff, because you're always on problem solving mode.
Mm.
Right? Of course, yeah, half of the time you're just on standby and whatnot. It depends on how the situation that you're in, but you're always ready for when shit hits the fan.
Yes.
Right? What was that like?
Yung Kadetsi program kasi ng Globe, mm-hmm. ililibot kanya sa lahat ng department sa mm-hmm. IT. So lahat nun, for 6 months, daanan namin. Dinaanan namin yung Department for Project Management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tapos mga service VAS, value added services. Mm. Yung mga auto load, mga right. Hindi pala auto load, yung mga Alitex, yung mga ganun.
Yep.
So, ayun, nandun yung programming, scripting, nag-scripting sila doon. On top of that, nagpo-program management sila. So, parang sila yung owner ng product.
Yep.
So, may mga support pa siya.
Yep.
After noon. So, lumibot din kami sa SAP.
SAP.
SAP. Mm-hmm. Pero yung time ko yun, yung SAP yung in-demand.
They're still pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Pag nag-SAP ka, yayaman ka. Yun ang bitahe ng SAP.
I just had the CEO of SAP a few months ago. In
no?
Here.
Yeah. Dito?
Yeah. Again, you're that level, James
Karan. Si Mr. SAP?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung ano, yung data warehouse. Mm-hmm. And then yung mga core... applications ng Globe, like yep. Autoload, and may sarili department, so sobrang right. laki nun eh. Tsaka yung billing, ano nila, billing department. So, nung nilibot na kami doon, ang pinaka naging interesting sa akin is systems administration.
Ah.
Kasi nilibot kami sa data center eh. Nakita ko yung servers.
Okay.
Although wala akong kaalam-alam sa hardware.
Okay.
Kasi ang background ko talaga is ComSci.
Right.
Ang hardware talaga nun is IT eh.
Correct.
Tuturo ko yung maghinang.
Mm-hmm.
So, nung nakita ko yung hardware, hindi ako na-amaze ako sa hardware, pero hindi yun yung selling point sa akin.
Okay.
Ang selling point sa akin, yung medyo ma-action siya
right.
kapag nagkaroon ng incident.
Yeah.
So, sabi ko, ayoko kasi mag-program eh. Ayoko mag-program.
You don't wanna code, okay.
Ayoko mag-code kasi nakikita ko yung gaano kami miserable yung mga nag-classic ko habang nagko-code sila.
Yep. Hackathons and all that.
Uh-huh. Diba yung... hindi mo kasi ako gusto ko ang mentality ko kapag sinimulan ko kailangan matapos ko siya at the same day.
Okay.
So ang pinaka way lang na matapos ako at the same day na through coding
yes.
is scripting.
Gotcha.
So ginagawa ko noon talagang nung nakapasok na ako as system administrator may mga inimplement ako doon sa department namin na through scripting.
Scripting in what sense? Just for those people who are, again, we're talking jargon, but let's dumb it down a little bit. What is scripting? Now, is this the same scripting that you're creating in
shell
in
script?
Shell script. Mm. There you go.
Na-enjoy ko yung bash. Na-enjoy ko yung pag-login sa mga Linux.
Got it.
Ayoko right. ng Windows.
Okay.
Linux.
Open source. You like it?
HP UX, mga ganun.
Yeah.
Shell scripting yung naging expertise ko nung time na yun. Tapos, nag-implement ako ng mga automation
gotcha.
And alerts
right.
via crontab yung mga ganun. Scheduler lang.
But I want to understand, because again, in IT, in any science-related stuff, the main skill is not really to do the job. You have to always relearn, unlearn, and be up to date because technology just evolves like crazy over the past decade. How many times did you have to unlearn a lot of stuff? When did you start really teaching yourself to relearn and unlearn new things for you to be up to date? Because the moment you get stuck on a certain thing or a certain setup, then that's the moment that you're not hireable anymore, right? But for you, how did you evolve and how did you keep those ones that are still usable for now?
Sabi nga nila sa IT industry, Google is your friend.
There you go.
GMG.
There you go.
Yeah. So, nung time na yon, ang hinawakan ko kasi nung time na yon, AutoLoad Max.
Okay.
Biggest system ng globe.
Okay.
So, well.
There you go.
Ako ang go-to guy nung AutoLoad Max nun, tsaka yung billing system.
Nice.
So, ang lalaki nung mga hinawakan ko nun. Eh, yung time na yon, ano sila, heavy on data.
Okay.
And heavy on data warehouse daw pala hinawakan ko. Hindi ko hinawakan yung mismong system.
Were they on-prem or this was cloud na?
On-prem.
Holy shit.
Hindi pa uso cloud noon.
You did everything on-prem?
On-prem. Oo.
Wow.
Sama ko sa pag-install ng server.
This was in Pioneer pa?
Pioneer.
Oh my, with all the rats.
Ang daming daga.
That was the secret.
Natutulog ako. Kasi ang activity namin noon, kailangan madaling araw eh. So matutulog ako ng sa office, man. Na 8 p.m. Right. Tapos gigising ako ng mga 12 midnight, yeah. Sa pamamagitan ng mga ganun ng daga yung nagtatakbo, nagre-racing sila dun sa ceiling, oh.
Yep.
So nung heavy on sila disk.
Right.
So every time kausap ang ka-inter ako noon is EMC.
Okay.
Yung storage, right. Hardware. So storage, ano ba sila? Basta,
like the custodian per se.
Enterprise, so, right. Storage yung binibenta nila, mga malalaking hard disk.
Yes.
Sila lagi yung ka-interact ko. And then, every time na ka-interact ko sila, papaturo ako, paano ba mag-provision ng disks? Paano mag-provision? Kasi ang laki din ng sahod nila eh.
Yeah, there you go.
Sabi ko, ang ganda ng trabaho nila, parang bigay lang sila ng disk, mga ilang gigabytes, ganyan. So, yun ang trabaho ko kasi, systems administration. Kung ano yung binigay nila, yun yung i-configure ko sa OS. So, nagpaturo ako kung paano gawin yung storage. And then, nung bago ma-redundant yung Akame sa Globe, napunta kaming Amdocs. Marunong na ako ng storage.
So, you leveled up already.
Pag transition namin sa bagong company, naging iba na yung position ko, storage administrator.
Nah, so you're one of them now.
Yes, ako
you
na.
You went to the supply, demand side, supply side. But yeah, nice.
Pero on-prem na. Wala na kaming EMC. Parang gotcha. Ano na lang sila. Ako na si EMC ngayon nung time.
Nice.
Ako na yung, dun ako nakabura ng database.
Oh my God.
Dun ko na replicate yung target to source.
Oh my God. How did you solve that?
Ha?
How did you solve that?
Umalis ako ng company.
Are you serious? It cost you the job?
Yes. Oo. Oh, wow. Pero hindi ako sinisante.
You just took it on your own?
Nilagay lang ako sa ibang site. Para hindi ako makita nung Indian naming si VP.
Oh my God. Right.
Kasi nung time na yun, nabura ko, nagtayuan yung mga Indiano. Sabi niya, sino nagbura ng database?
you put it in production pa. Not on like...
Hindi naman siya production.
Okay.
Going to production.
Oh, at least it's staging lang. Technically. Right. So, see, you can talk tech here. Yeah. I would understand. Right?
Ginagago lang ako sa Cool Pals.
No, but it's so impressive. So, at this point, you do that major F up, your fuck up, right? And you now come in through, and that will probably kill your confidence. How did you bounce off of that from a tech perspective? Because imagine if you mess up that big. Imagine like you're abroad and you delete the whole Cool Pals inventory in Podcast Network Asia. Man, I will go after you. I don't care where you are. I'm gonna go to your house, right? And that would kill your confidence. How did you bounce back from that? Because at the end of the day, no matter how skilled you are, if you start becoming hesitant and you doubt every single move, that's gonna affect your productivity. How did you bounce off of that?
Magaling yung manager ko.
Okay.
Siya yung nagsabi sa akin ng lahat, hindi ka IT kung hindi ka nagkamali.
Yes.
Hindi ka IT kung hindi ka nakabura ng database. Yung mga ganyan. So, yun yung nag-build ng confidence ko. And then, hindi niya ako, although nilipat niya ako ng site, hindi niya ako totally in-outcast.
Nice.
Parang pinotektahan niya ako from the higher ups. So, ginrab ko na lang yung opportunity na yun para maghanap ng trabaho.
Okay.
Habang nasa Makati ako, nasa Pioneer sila.
Gotcha.
Nag-ano na ako na interview.
Nice.
Nagpapaalam ako sa manager ko. Sir, pupatala nice. Ako dito That's sa amazing. Interview. Hindi yun, pinapayagan naman ako.
Right.
Until na punta na ako dito sa current company ko ngayon.
Nice. Which is?
Azurion.
Azurion. So, at this point, what are you still EMC? How did that job evolve? Because again, I think you've been here for a while.
Magti 10 years na ako
Wow.
dito.
And for you to stay 10 years, that's a big evolution. Just again, paint us that picture. So if are you still in the same line? Did that evolve? And did you go from dev or again to systems administrator, EMC, to becoming a manager? How did that evolve from that point?
Until now, storage administrator pa rin ako. Pero nag-iba na yung job title namin to DevOps engineer.
DevOps,
since
right?
nag-handle na kami ng AWS.
And we need that a lot.
Yeah,
especially cloud. Deployment and in any type of tech right now.
Mm.
Right? It's evolving again. It's becoming Web3, crypto, everything, and decentralized. Yeah. Oh my God. Right? But I'm still in Web2. Don't worry. Majority of the world still operates in Web2, transitioning to Web3. But how did you then upskill yourself going from on-prem to cloud? That's a major difference.
Oo. Until now, struggling ako dyan.
Okay.
Pero, na-overcome ko siya. Kasi, hindi pa kami fully integrated sa Kasi half pa rin, marami pa rin kami on-prem. Eh.
Yep. Especially with banking, finance, all these things. Anything that requires top-level data. So the reason why I found out about on-prem, the company that I've sold prior to founding PNA was ChatbotPH.
Mm.
So we build chatbots on top of whatever layer that we create. Mm. And the first time I got into like, oh my God, where are you deploying? Yeah, we're on-premise. We're not on the cloud. Like, how the hell am I going to put my bot into your system? Hey, you have to go here. Deploy it on-premise. Like, what? How? But again, I understand because there's so much sensitive data that you just can't trust the cloud to operate.
Uh-oh.
Right? And here, just walk us through last tech before we go back to comedy. I'm glad we talked about this because I'm not sure if you talk about this in any of the podcasts that you have. Right? But this is what pays the bills. This is James Karaan during the day or whatever time you do it on. Walk me through the type of deployment, you guys. What type of data passes through your hands and how important that is without getting in trouble and that allow the world to operate because you're the one making sure that it works.
Ang kung paano ko i-describe yung trabaho ko as storage administrator.
Right.
Ito yung hinahawakan ko. Mm-hmm. Once na mawala yung hinahawak, yun yung heart yeah. nung
data is king everywhere.
Mm, yun ang heart ng company.
Yep.
Kapag nabura yun, wala na. So, ganun ka-delicate at ganun ka-sensitive yung trabaho ko
yeah.
to fuck up.
Yep.
Actually, first year ko sa Azure, nag-fuck up din. Nakabura naman ako ng mga data stores VM. Ooh. Pero, luckily, kasi nang time ako nun, bibo-bibo ako eh.
Okay.
Gusto ko maglinis.
Okay.
Kasi isa sa mga responsibilities namin is capacity management.
Okay.
So, kapag nakasave ka ng malaking space, malaking savings dun sa company.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Oh, so, yung mga stale na mga servers, mga hindi na decom ng maayos, kailangan mong ilinisin.
Like you're refactoring, technically.
So, nung isa sa mga nalinis ko is production. Sa awa ng Diyos, ang nadinis ko lang is yung mga admin consoles.
Ah, okay.
So, internal lang ang affected. So, nung time na yon, ang sabi naman din sa akin ng manager ko,
okay.
Maghanap ka ng paraan to bounce back.
Right. Bawi.
So, bawi. Mm-hmm. So, may mga instances na yung failure mo is an opportunity to level you up.
Absolutely.
Nung time na yon, meron kasing lapse sa system. Sa proseso. So, kaya nabura ko yung database.
Okay.
So, from there, nag-implement ako ng mga bagong additional sa proseso para maiwasan na yung incident na yun. Kaya ako na-promote.
Nice. Very good. So, okay, I'll just go back before we take our last break. You've itemized, and I'm glad you talked about this because this is the side of you that very few people know, probably only your office mates or those people that got mad at you when you deleted everything.
Si Rajesh.
But, right. I want to understand from this point on, while you were doing this, did it ever come to a point where I don't want to fucking do this anymore? Because at some point, this is what happens with people who are on the cusp, I always say, in entrepreneurship. A lot of people that listen to this podcast are either have already taken the jump. It's like, screw this, I'll be an entrepreneur, I can do it. They take the jump. And they always like in taking that jump in entrepreneurship to jumping off a cliff, and you have to assemble the plane on the way down before you die. That's a big risk. There's no parachute whatsoever. But some people don't, and they are able to find that balance over feeding their heart and doing well in your job. And I think you're still at this point where we're doing it. I don't know if you're ever going to take that jump. But you're able to then cover that. But at the back of their heads, I also know people who are like, shit, I don't want to do this. How are you able to find that balance while you're still doing really well in your career and still feed that heart and talk about comedy, which we'll talk about in a bit?
Hindi siya mawawala eh. Every, parang cycle siya. Yun yung kailangan mo labanan.
Okay.
Every time na dumating siya, kailangan mo labanan and isipin mo yung responsibilities mo. Yes. Kasi, kaya lang naman siya nagiging depressing kapag wala kang nakikitang end goal. Kapag wala kang nakitang light at the end of the tunnel.
Gotcha. Na becomes a endless cycle. Right.
Kaya ang lagi kong sinasabi, yung day job ko, yung bubuhay sa akin.
Yes.
Pero yung passion ko, yung gigising sa akin.
Got it.
Yun yung sinasabi ko lagi sa sarili ko na.
Before pa
tong podcast. Yeah. Kasi ito talaga yung podcast yung naging turning point na hindi ko na kailangang isipin yung cycle na yon.
Yeah.
Before this podcast, lagi akong merong cycle na magre-resign na ako. Tatry ko naman kaya para naman sa akin yung ganun.
Because you've been delaying this, remember, right?
Ilang taon nang naka-delay to. Pero nung before podcasting, nakita ko kasi before podcasting, wala akong following eh. Hindi ako...
Now you have half a million bashers.
Pero nung time kasi na yun, yung stand-up comedy lang ako, para siyang loses na bright lang siya at pag nagpe-perform. Pero God. Pag tapos mo na yung performance
back to
mo,
back to zero
ka. So, yun yung naging pakiramdam nung stand-up comedy sa akin. Parang...
sa high.
High lang siya at the time na nag-perform ka, probably the day after, pero nawawala din siya kagad. Hindi katulad nitong nung dumating yung podcasting.
It's consistent.
Consistent na yung high. Right. Hindi sa drugs, ha?
But I think they're talking in drugs.
Consistent yung high. Yeah. So, doon nawala yung ano. Siguro yun yung kaibahan.
Yeah.
Para mawala yung cycle na yun, is magkaroon ka ng consistent output.
Output. Or outlet.
Outlet,
also.
Oh. Yeah. Kasi yung show namin nun, twice a week.
Yeah.
So, 5 days ka miserable. Mga ganun.
Wow.
So, ito, nung dumating tong podcasting, consistent siya.
Right.
And then, ngayon ang parang naging day, ang naging side job ko yung day job ko.
Yeah.
May time na dumating sa point na muntik na ako matanggal.
Oh no.
Kasi after ito nung funny one, sa Showtime.
Right.
Yung manager ko, kasi kinukuha ko sa La Luna Sangre. Pinapa-block off yung buong March.
Taong lobo.
Sidekick ni Daniel Padilla.
Ah, okay.
Kinagat niya ako, tapos... Di naman na pinakita yung kinagat
ako. Okay.
Pero yun ang role ko, parang...
Vampira.
Oo, vampira. Pero half mabait, half masama.
Oh, wow.
Kasi kaya kulay gray yung damit ko. Hindi ko alam kung bakit kailangan
gray area.
Oo, yun. So, yun yung... Wow, poetic pala yung character. Yun yung time na... Hindi ko pa alam yung kalakaran sa showbiz na iba-block off ka ng buong buwan, pero tatlong araw lang pala yung kukunin sa'yo. Yung mga ganong time na yun. na-learn ko siya in a hard way. So nung time na yun, nagpapaalam na ako na mag-ano ako ng March, buong March.
No company would allow that, by the way.
Nako.
Because work from home does not work yet back then.
No. Hindi, mayroon na kaming work from home noon. Twice a week.
Still, that's not enough if you're gonna ask for a month.
Sabi ko, mag-work from taping na lang ako kung baga. Okay. Di nung time na yun, sinabi ko sa manager ko, at yung manager ko, sinabi naman sa HR.
Okay.
Tapos sumbong ko agad itong hayop na ito. Tapos nag-meeting kami ng HR. And then, doon sa meeting na yun, pinapapili ako kung anong gusto ko, IT o showbiz.
Okay.
Di sabi ko, IT.
Why?
Lambas na ilong, wala namang kasiguraduhan din yung showbiz. Eh. Yeah. So, tatalo na ako doon sa isang bangin na hindi ko alam na may parachute ako o wala.
Correct.
Diba? So, IT ang pinili ko.
Nice.
And I'm glad pinili ko siya dahil nag-pandemic.
Because that's the same advice I'd also give to a lot of people who's trying to pursue, say, whatever dream, startup, whatever it is. And I give a shout out to Carlo Ople, who says this. He always talks about your 9-to-5 should pay the bills, but your 7-to-1 is what's going to make you rich. But if you look at that, right, you're talking about 16 hours, 17 hours of work that you got to hustle. So if you're coming in and the one thing that you don't want to put in, you want to enjoy is like, I'm too tired now after my 9-to-5. You have to put in extra work because that 9-to-5, you can't just wing that. You have to also perform well. And then your 7-to-1 is that's what's going to, again, make you rich, whatever that is. So whether it's comedy, whether it's your next startup, don't jump right away until you see that there is a complete fail-safe option when you're going to drive. Because I've seen that mistake. I lived that mistake. I'm lucky because I made it. I turned out well. And I also did that when I was younger. I was under 25. So the risk, I can always bounce back. My mom can still support me in a bit. But if I did that now, dude, we're dead.
Niro-romanticize kasi nila masyado yung jump. Diba? Laging dumadaan sa feed ko yung kay Steve Harvey na yun eh.
Yeah.
Na dami nag-share. Na,
and it's not zero sum. You don't have to choose right away. You can do both.
Hindi alam ng mga tao na yung jump na sinasabi ni Steve Harvey dun, na agad-agad. Hindi. Yeah. Kailangan
preparation.
Meron kang mahabang taon na mag-overlap yung day job mo and yung passion mo. Yun yung kailangan mong tiisin sa buhay mo. Yun yung trabaho.
Hustle.
Yun yung hustle. Yun yung hustle. Yun yung overlapping na hindi mo alam kung hanggang kailan siya mag-overlap.
Correct.
Pero, ito yung sinasabi naman ni Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Eventually, kailangan mo nang tumalon.
Correct.
Pero, hindi niya sinabi yung part na overlap.
Yeah.
Yung time na yon ikaw na lang ang makapagsabi.
Correct. Because at the end of the day, there's constants. Bills. Mm-hmm. Again, you were a breadwinner again. Super respect. And again, sometimes you don't have to choose. The world does not operate zero sum.
Yes.
Where it's black or white, red or yellow. You can do both. And majority of the things that really will work for you operate in the gray area. Just like what James was, a good vampire. And a bad vampire at the same time in La Luna Sangre. All right, let's take our last break. And when we come back, let's now talk about comedy again. How that feeds his soul and how he turned comedy into not just an art, but a science. But let's talk about that more after the break. Hey Hustlers, it's time to talk business once again, and we're excited to share a bit more info about our sponsor, Sprout Solutions. And again, just like what I said at the start of the episode, you should check out Sprout's Payroll Starter as you grow your own startup. Because this bundle that they have is literally what you need to take your startup to the next level as you grow your employees. And this bundle is your key to freedom, including payroll outsourcing to experts, a subscription to timekeeping and attendance software, and government compliance services. Sprout's Payroll Starter has you covered for payroll, BIR, SSS, and taxes. All the stuff that no founder loves to do. So let Sprout handle the busy work and say goodbye to lines and tax payment stress. All this for as low as 5,000 pesos. Again, that's just 5,000 pesos all in for your payroll and HR needs. So visit sprout.eh, payroll-starter-monthly-5k, or again, just click the link in the description box of this episode to elevate your business management game.
And again, big thank you to Sprout Solutions, liberating your time for what truly matters. Hey hustlers, wish there was an easy way to open a bank account and grow your money without the hassle of lengthy application process and income documents? Well, I got good news, because today's sponsor, Uno Digital Bank, is here to help you achieve your financial goals. You can easily open an account with the Uno app in just 5 minutes and one valid ID. And as one of the 6 digital banks licensed by the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, the company is committed to providing customers with simpler, better, and more accessible banking. Last year, Uno Bank was recognized by the Asia Banking and Finance Awards and bagged the title Open Banking Initiative of the Year due to the success of its partnership with GCash, one of the Philippines' leading mobile wallet platforms. And with the Uno mobile app, you can access an hashtag Uno Ready Savings account and enjoy daily interest crediting. With their hashtag Uno Earn or hashtag Uno Boost Time Deposit accounts, you can enjoy a high interest rate of up to 6.5% per annum. Enjoy monthly payouts with hashtag Uno Earn and flexible tenors with hashtag Uno Boost. Other app features include pay bills, the Uno Virtual Debit MasterCard, life insurance, scan and pay with QRPH, and loans. And the one thing that I really love about Uno Digital Bank is they're open to collaborate with a lot of Filipino startups. I've had a chance to see the partnerships that they've had lined up with the startups that they have, and it's truly exciting to see how a digital bank like Uno can enable startups to unlock the power of fintech through digital banking. So if you're ready to elevate your banking experience, download the Uno mobile app today from the Google Play Store or App Store. Or if you want to collaborate with them, I'll be happy to give you an intro. Just shoot us an email at hello@huffleshare.com. Hey hustlers, I hope you're having a great 2024 so far. As you know, a lot of startups had a very challenging 2023, and hopefully things are going to do better this year for a lot of us. Not just because it's the year of the dragon, but also because our sponsor, DragonPay, is here to help your startups process payments in the most efficient way. Established in 2010, DragonPay empowers businesses of all sizes to accept and disburse payments through secure and convenient channels, giving your customers the flexibility to choose the payment method that suits them best. With over 85 partner channels, 35,000 partner branches nationwide, including QRPH, e-wallets, crypto, buy now, pay later, and many more. They also process an astonishing 15 million transactions processed globally each month. DragonPay is your trusted choice for online payments. And here's something to show you how legit DragonPay is. DragonPay was named Fintech of the Year at last year's Philippine Fintech Festival in 2023. So let's make 2024 extra prosperous for you and your startup in this year of the dragon. For more details, head on over to dragonpay.ph. That's dragonpay.ph. Trust the pioneer. Trust DragonPay.
And we're back in the break. We are still with James Caran, who then told us in depth, if you're a cool pal and you happen to hear this, now you know what James Caran's IT hustle is. So please destroy, please DDoS his data, his deployment so that it crashes. Okay. Denial of service. If you don't know what that is, just Google it. That's how you fuck with James Caran and crash his servers down. But I want to understand now, James. So you do all of this and you chose both. Mm. But it's hard to balance things out. Let's talk about first how you make sure, how you manage time. Because that's where people struggle a lot. And if you're going to do well on both, you have to manage that pretty well. How do you make this work where you have a comedy, stand-up comedy, you still have cool pals, you're drunk probably half of the time when you're doing the cool pal stuff. And you still have to show up and do the hustle, the 9-to-5 hustle. How do you make that work?
Ayoko magtunog Donalyn Bartolome dito. maging privilege.
Toxic positivity.
Pero okay. Yung time na nagawa ko siya, yung boss na yun,
okay.
Yung time management, yun talaga yung isang malaking key,
yes.
Para magawa mo yung dalawang
yun. In anything,
yun.
Actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dati kasi nahihiya ako kapag umuwi ako ng 5 in punto.
Okay.
Frowned upon dito sa Pilipinas yun eh.
Yeah.
Kapag umalis ka ng 5 p.m., magchichismisan yung mga kasama mo na, ala, aga nang umalis ito. ang tamad-tamad naman siguro nito. Ano yun? Kailangan, ba, kailangan bang umaalis ng 5 p.m.? Dati umaalis ako ng office 8 p.m.
Mm.
Punta ako ng office ng 8. Mm. Uwi ako ng 8.
Wow.
Kasi, akala namin, kapag nag-overtime ka, isa kang hard worker.
No.
Hindi. Mm. So, nung natutunan ko na lang siya, nung umalis na ako sa Globe, mm, bumunta ako sa Asurion.
Okay.
Kasi dito sa Asurion, ano ako, fresh start. Yep. Wala akong kilala. So wala akong pake.
Okay.
Kung may mag-chismis sa akin na, right, umaalis ko nung maaga. So umaalis ako nang maaga. Ano naman, hindi naman before.
Under time. On time.
Umaalis ako pag patak ng 3 p.m. 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. kasi yung ano ko.
Wow. Is it Australian? That, is it like that? Or just because it's the deployment time of...
Ano lang, para lang mag-overlap sa US.
Ah,
so, meron
okay
pa kaming
Pacific.
One,
yeah.
Meron pa kaming 1 to 10.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, dalawa lang naman kami. So, ang pinili ko yung 6 to 3. Eh, buti na lang yung kasama ko, hindi siya morning person.
Got it.
Eh, morning okay person ako. 6 to 3.
Mm.
So, nung ano, 3 p.m., maalis na ako. Gawin ko na lahat ng gusto kong gawin. Ang dami kong oras na magagawa, ang dami kong bagay na magagawa ng 3 p.m.
Absolutely.
To
you can even take a whole job.
Oo.
Right.
So, nung nagawa ko yun, nung nag 6 to 3 ako, sobrang blessing sa akin to kasi ang dami ko nang, hindi to rush hour.
Yes.
Hindi to, ano, so pwede akong pumunta sa gig, magsusulat ako ng material and then okay perform.
And
then
wake uwi up early.
Dati hirap na hirap ako sa ganun. Hindi dahil sa, hindi ako 6 to 3, dahil puyat eh.
Right.
Umiinom pa.
Drunk James.
Hindi mo mawala yun. Mm. Minsan 4 a.m. kami umuwi galing gig. Dahil wow lang uminom kami.
Rekta na. Here you
oo
go.
Pero tapos na yung gig ng 12.
Right.
Umuwi na kami ng 4. So, one time pa, nung nag-clowny na million ako sa banana split, yun talaga yung pinaka sobrang pagod na pagod ako. Kasi, yeah, weekday yon, Wednesday, tapos 5 a.m. natatapos yung ano,
holy shit,
yung taping.
You go straight.
Uwi lang ako, maliligo, idlip ng 1 hour, and then pasok na.
Wow.
Bangingi ako nung time na yun sa office.
Yeah.
So, hanggang sa nakasanayan ko na siya. First, ano ka lang naman ma-ano eh.
Yeah. When you're building that new habit, it's always where it's tough.
Pero yun ang key doon. Huwag ka mahihiya, tapusin yung oras mo. Basta ginawa
do
mo
well.
Oo.
Mm-hmm.
Results-based.
Of course.
Yun lang. Siguro may mga tao na hindi pinalad sa boss nila na hindi results-oriented.
Of course.
Or company na hindi results-oriented. Kailangan bunuin mo yung oras.
Right.
Pero kung nasa ganyan kang sitwasyon, hanap ka ng ibang work.
Of course.
Alam ko, wala naman kayo luxury makahanap ng work. Pero yun yung sanang mabago dito sa Pilipinas. Yung kailangan i-frowned upon yung mga hindi nagtatrabaho.
There's actually other ways. And I did this before when I was in between my first startup that failed. One thing that allowed me to pursue business and what kept me afloat was freelancing.
Mm.
So I was doing a startup coaching and whatnot, paid the bills, had at least I get to do my breadwinner stuff. And I get to create my startup, which in startup, majority of the time, you're not going to make anything. So it fed that. And then I did full time when I was able to raise funding so that the startup can afford to pay me and keep my... that's when I made that jump, right? But I want to understand, and I rarely get to ask this question. There's this four burners theory, James. Mm. And I want to know how this evolved for you. So four burners, there's four priorities now in life. Family, friends, work, and health,
mm,
right? And then, of course, you can only put that your top priority until the last one. Did that change for you when you were in your 20s and in your 30s? Because for me, I did that. Like for me, when I was in my 20s, my priority was work. I don't know, family. Of course, family. Family, work, friends. No, health, and then friends. Now, it's family, health, work, friends. Sorry, friends. But sorry, my friends. But I've learned how to find friends in work too.
Yeah.
So that's fine. What was that like for you and how did that evolve?
Siyempre, nung kakasimula ko pa lang, ang una nun, friends.
Right.
Kasi may pera ka.
Right, right.
Lalabas ka, friends. Then family.
Right.
Then work.
Then health.
Then health.
This is your 20s.
20s.
How did it change and why?
Nag-change. Hindi ko, yung why, hindi ko malaman kung bakit.
Mm.
Pero hindi kasi siya ano, 'di ba? Yung pagpapalit noon, hindi
no,
siya.
It's not sudden. You just notice like, hey, you know what? I value other things more.
Oo.
Right?
Nung ano, nung yung friends kasi katulad mo, nahanapan ko sa work.
Yes.
Sa passion.
Correct.
Sa comedy. Naging friends ko tong mga nasa comedy.
Mm.
So, nandun na ako sa kaya nga hindi na ako tumatanggap na ibang friends eh.
The rest is just work transactional.
Oo. Yeah. Nung pumasok ako sa Azurian, hindi ako no pumunta tropa. Dito para makipagkaibigan.
Yes.
Ganun.
Yes.
So kasi lalabas ako dito, yun na, tapos na ang obligasyon ko dito, dito na ako sa passion ko na may friends.
There you go.
Hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin priority yung health.
Bike. Bike was a priority for a bit.
Pero ano, although yung health kasi, pasulput-sulput siya.
Yes.
Hindi ko alam kung pareho tayo, pero susulput siya kapag may naramdaman ka na.
I did it, but I try to be consistent in it because I realize if I'm gonna be at my best, the vessel that will allow me to do that is my body.
Mm.
No matter how hard I try, but if my body will not allow me to, no matter how I persist, but I'm baldado.
Yun nga eh.
I can't. This is the only vessel that will allow me to do my best
work. Itong bukol ko nga, ang tagal ko nang hindi napapa-opera eh.
You have to.
Oo.
HMO, come on.
Ito ang patunay, itong bukol ko na ang health ay least priority ko.
When that vanishes, you know James had a turning point.
Oo, yun. So ito siguro, yan ang physical
manifestation
ng hindi ko pinaprioritize ang health. Pero siguro nga dapat i-prioritize.
Maybe this is that part. That's good. But okay, last thing I want to really discuss and dissect. Comedy, we always say it is an art. But there is a method to comedy that I see that applies to business. And I've used that as a power because at the end of the day, the turning point for me, I'll just, again, go off tangent a little bit here. I learned how to master the use of comedy when I watched The Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort. He said, okay, there's a sales, it's a straight line, apparently, at the start and in the end, the close. In between, there's limiting beliefs that you have to go through and whatnot. But in between all of that, the very first thing you have to always do is you have to overcome certain hurdles. Do they trust your company that you represent? Do you trust the product? And do they trust you? The most important part is how do they trust you? And for me, the way you overcome that hurdle is by making people laugh.
Mm.
So within the first 5 minutes, and I'm sharing my shit here, my style, I'll try to make you laugh. Because when you associate someone with laughter, but 9 times out of 10, you like that person.
Mm.
And when I get you to laugh, I'm like, everything is budolabol at this point. That's my trigger. I'm looking for that. Because if it doesn't bite, whatever I say after that won't even cut it. And I already know if it's a no from the first 5 minutes of my pitch, right? For you, how did you use comedy? Not just, and how did it become a science where it also affected other aspects of your life that it becomes something that, again, you can foresee and you can, that methodology that you see through repetition. And you only do this through repetition for doing it for so long. How did that work?
Ang pinaka-science ng stand-up comedy is through sentence construction.
Mm.
So, tsaka yung pag-rearrange ng jokes
okay.
sa set. So, and then,
so there's a sequence to this?
Merong sequence.
Wow.
So, una-una, doon muna tayo sa pinaka-basic, yung joke okay. part.
Okay.
So, ang pinaka-basic dyan is dapat, may tatlong parts yan eh.
Okay.
Premise, setup, punchline.
Premise.
Okay. Premise. So, yung premise is to set, yung explanation, yung why, kung bakit mo sinasabi tong joke na to,
okay.
ang background ng joke na to.
Mm-hmm.
Then, setup is the actual situation na based dun sa premise.
Got it.
And then, punchline is yung
boom.
That will trigger
timing.
The laughter. So, yung tatlong yon dapat mai-perform mo siya in at least 3 sentences.
3 sentences only?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
So, dapat as much as possible, shorter yung ano, dapat dumating ka kagad sa punchline.
And does it have to be that sequence all the time? Premise, setup, punchline.
Oo, pero hindi mo siya malalaman. Hindi siya yung...
By the book.
Hindi siya, pag nanood ka, hindi mo siya masasabi, ay, yung binibitaw niya, ayan ang premise. Ayan ang setup. Hindi, basta, yun lang yung core structure. Pwede kang magdagdag ng words, actions.
It's just like in sales. I always sell this to Ellen. Shout out, Ellen. The best way to sell is to not sell. People are not aware that you're actually selling to them already, right? Like, oh my God, I'm being sold to. I'm being persuaded, right? But how did it become? Are you conscious when you're delivering this now? That okay, this I'm at the premise part, I'm at the setup part, and whatnot.
Oh, kailangan ako kasi sinusulat ko siya.
Ah.
Verbatim minsan. Tapos kapag sineset-list ko na siya, keywords na lang.
And you already know because this is what it is and you can play around with it.
So yung ano, yung sa first bato mo, doon mo magma-manifest yung makikita mo yung structure.
Okay.
As an audience, pwede mo siyang mapansin kasi first time kong bibitawan. Hindi rin ako sure doon sa bibitawan ko. Okay. Kasi lahat ng in writing ko, hindi mo siya mape-predict kung bebenta siya.
Of course.
'Di ba? Sales, benta, joke, benta.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, so yung as you go along, yung ano, yung structure niya magbe-blur na siya. Magbe-blur na siya kasi nilalagyan mo na siya ng own flavor mo ng pagsasalita.
Yes.
Yung own
voice.
Then
it becomes an art at that point.
Oo.
Nice. And now I want to understand this. So you have all of these methodologies. But just like in sales and in startups, right? So we take no's for a living. And for you guys, it requires a lot of trial and error because I think you read the crowd more than anything and you have to improvise on the fly. Or is it like, all right, this is my set list. I will deliver it start to finish. Just like in sales, pitch start until to the close. Where in sales, for me, it's like, shit, this is not going to work. I need to improvise because I want this output to be, which of course, I want you to sign a dotted line at the end, right? For you, do you improvise as well? How do you do that process of meandering through
that? Ang pinaka-importante sa stand-up comedy is yung first joke. So, kailangan sa first joke mo, either ma-feel nila na homie ka.
Okay.
Parang ano ka, kaisa ka nila.
Okay. They can relate to you.
Oo, they can relate to me. So, ang ginagawa ko, before ako sumampa, pinapanood ko yung comedian before me.
Ah.
Then, pipick up ako ng mga jokes na nabitawan nila. Kapag meron silang joke na binitawan, kunyari, topic, kunyari okay. Tungkol sa school.
That's where you're gonna pick off.
Hahanap naman ako ngayon ng sa lineup ko ng about school. And then doon ako pipick up.
So it's continuous.
Or may kakaiba sa audience.
Okay.
Kunyari nung isang beses na ano, nagpunta doon na naka-crossdress na foreigner.
Okay.
Tapos naka ano siya, yung Imelda Marcos.
Okay.
Tapos sabi ko,
Filipiniana.
Mm-hmm. Tapos nung ayun ang first ano ko, first joke ko. Thank you for dressing up as Imelda Marcos. Are you a cosplayer?
Wow. That's amazing.
So, ano eh, yung method ko na yon is kailangan mo siyang gawin dahil alam ko na yun din ang iniisip nila. Kailangan mo lang maging voice of the room.
Right.
Kasi nasa utak nila yun eh. Nakita nila may nagko-crossdress dun eh. Kailangan mong i-call out or isama sa set mo para malaman nila na, tao din to. Normal to. Ako, ano yung nakikita ko, nakikita rin niya. Kasi kapag nag-perform ka lang ng usual set mo, ano ka, robot?
Yeah.
Nagpunta ka lang dun para i-perform yun. Parang hindi mo siya in-acknowledge na mayroong kang audience, mayroon kang crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang first talaga, katulad na sinabi mo kanina, Boss Ron, yung trust.
Right.
Ang trust makukuha mo sa first joke.
Got it. So it's very similar to sales.
Oh yeah. Once na mapatawa mo sila, they're in for the ride. Right.
That's good. But here's the thing. In sales, what's so, and this is same with startups, the thrill of the chase. It's so high risk. Everything can fuck up. 9 out of 10 startups fail. Mm. But when you win, man, there's no feeling like it. When you get to achieve whatever goal, and that's what makes it addictive. In comedy, what's that thrill? And again, how did that also translate to, again, that constant thing now that you get in the podcast in Cool Pals?
Yung, syempre, yung tawa.
Yeah.
Hindi mo nakaka, talaga nakaka-addict yung tawa.
Correct.
Lalong-lalo na kapag, ano, kasi at the end of the day, marami kayong comedians, sa utak mo, it's a competition pa rin eh.
Correct. You're competitive by nature at that point.
Oo. So, pag narinig mo yung tawa nung kabila, either lalakas yung loob mo, kasi ito yung maximum na tawa na pwede mo makuha.
Yeah.
So, sa utak mo, ito rin yung kailangan mo makuha. Meron kang achievable goal that night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun yung isa sa mga addictive nun. Parang lalabas yung ano eh, yung human nature ng tao na competitiveness eh.
Of course.
Na kailangan mong itap yung ano. Mm-hmm. Kahit sabihin natin sa amin sa loob ng comedy circle namin na, oh, walang competition dito. Hindi eh. At the back of your mind.
Correct. You wanna be the best.
Oo.
Right.
Yun yung isa sa mga addicting na ano. And then yung sabi mo sa business, yung close.
Right.
Sa comedy naman, dapat alam mo kung kailan ka dapat mag-stop. Stop ka dapat doon sa end on a high note.
Got it.
So, once na ma-achieve mo yon, pagbuga mo nung joke na yon, tas yung maximum na tawa na kailangan ma-achieve, right, na-achieve mo sa dulo, you're the...
Drop the mic.
You're the star.
That's amazing.
Kasi yun yung huli nilang maaalala sa'yo. Nice.
Last few questions in terms of how you then... It's not all rainbows and butterflies. It's always gray area with comedy.
Hmm.
And there are people that are always in a world that's so... again, sensitive now, where everything is offensive. How do you then cope with failure? And of course, the flip side of comedy is bashers.
Mm.
Again, you get a fair share of fucking bashers, man. I don't even know how you cope. Because for me, I experience that too. I eat no's on a daily basis, right? And that makes the chase even more worth it when I get the kill or when I get the close. But there are days where it's rough. Like, oh my God, I don't even want to do this anymore. Fuck it. But you know what? I find a way to do it because I got podcasters to support. I got my team to support. I can't stop. How do you cope with those on bad nights when it's rough and especially worse when there's bashers involved?
Pagdating sa stand-up comedy, kapag nag-bomb ka nun, yung high, diba, sabi ko, 2 days max. Yung bomb, 1 week nagtatagal sa'yo.
Fuck.
Until your next performance. So kapag bomba ka ulit sa next performance mo, talagang miserable ka na doon sa buhay mong yan.
Yeah.
Pero yung pagdating naman sa online, sa bashers, alam mo yung unique sa akin, parang nai-enjoy ko yung bashers.
Kasi sa letran ko pala.
Yun eh.
Shout out, letran!
Yun naman yung isa sa mga stock skills ko na
right,
nagagamit ko pagdating sa bashers na may challenge sa akin na kailangan may balik sa akin. So parang yung mindset ko, pag nakakita ka ng basher, pinag-iisipan ko talaga yung sasagot ko minsan. Right. Minsan hindi ako makatulog.
James Karaan is typing.
Minsan may talaga may time na hindi ako makatulog kasi ang ganda nung sagot ng basher. Kailangan mas maganda yung balik ko dito.
Yeah.
Yun yung enjoyable part. Pero ang hindi sa akin enjoyable part, again, na sasabi ko rin to sa Cool Pals, kapag close to home na yung nagbabash, kapag mismong fans na or nasa community ng Cool Pals yung nambabash.
Yeah.
Hindi, yung mga bonjing, yung mga malaki hita
again,
mo.
Again, none of that shit came from my man. You, that's self-inflicted on you.
Yung mga yon okay lang eh.
Mamu.
Asaran yun there within the community eh. Pero pag tinitira yung show, yung ano ba yan, ang kalat-kalat na yung show nyo, wala nang kwenta yung ano, interview nyo, parang na lang kayo nag-uusap, sana nagkwentuhan na lang kayo.
Right.
Doon ako medyo affected.
Yeah.
Kasi hindi ako yung tinitira eh. Yung product. Right. Mas apektado ako pag product yung tinitira eh.
Correct.
Tirahin mo na ako, lahat ng attributes ko, wag lang yung pinroduce ko na produkto.
Correct.
Yun yung medyo hurtful sa akin nung time na yun. Pero natututunan ko na rin siyang i-accept kasi it's part of growing ng produkto eh.
Yeah. And again, at this point, James, before we take before you say, you're now creating its brand new product because you're leaving the Cool Pals. Just kidding. No, he's not. He's creating a brand new passion project.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, again, to show another side of James Karaan, the James Ingram side of it. There you go. What's next? What's this new show that you're coming up with?
Gusto ko ang baguhin yung title.
Okay, so whatever.
Kasi nag-uusap tayo kanina, nabanggit ko yung transition, yung jump. Yeah. Gusto kong, ang ganda siguro ng title ng The Overlap.
The Overlap. Oh,
kasi, ang focus ng podcast ko is yung, hindi yung pag-jump papuntang passion.
Correct.
Hindi yung day job. Yep. Hindi yung overlap between day job and passion.
Exactly.
So, kasi yun yung pinakmahabang transition mo sa buhay mo eh.
Yep.
So, yun yung parang, ano ko eh, parang, ang pangit naman sabing advocacy.
Yeah.
Pero kasi, ang dami pa rin tao na, yep, natatakot yung jump pa lang papuntang
next job.
Next job. Takot na sila. Yung jump pa papuntang passion, eh, mas delikado yun. And then, yun yung gusto kong mangyari dun sa podcast na akayin sila through the process of the overlap.
That's amazing. So this is gonna be a new podcast, obviously Hoover, hosted by you. But what will be the general topic? Is this gonna be an interview and what side of you? Black side, front side?
First season muna is about ano, kung paano ko nagagawa to.
Nice.
Actually, lahat ng napag-usapan natin dito.
This is the whole podcast natin.
Yun na yun.
No, so, but in depth with his flavor.
In detail siya. Like yung time management, yep, yung mga nitty-gritty na ginagawa ko.
Yes.
Yun yung tutry kong i-impart.
Yes.
Kasi, especially sa ano sa comedy, mm-hmm, marami pa rin ako na-encounter na takot sumubok. Tapos ang excuses nila, ay, walang time. Mm. Ay, ano, dami busy pa sa work eh.
Yeah.
Doon ako na, parang pet peeve ko yun eh. Parang doon ako na iirita eh.
Yeah.
Kasi, although, ayoko mag-alad Donalyn Bartolome ah, pero, kaya naman siya eh.
Yes.
May online open mic.
Right.
Tapos merong, ano, may open mic na stage. Hindi mo naman kailangan mag-stay throughout the show. Pagtapos ng set mo, uwi ka na. Pwede ka magpalagay sa una para tapos na, uwi ka na. Basta lang maggawa mo yung ginagawa mo. Kasi ganun ang ginagawa ko nung ano eh, nung nag-uumpisa ako eh, or yung kalagitnaan.
You're always the first guy.
Magpapauna ako, papalagay naman ako sa mga 6th, ganyan. Tapos right, uwi na ako. 11 p.m, uwi na ako.
Nice.
So, yun yung mga time na, ito yung mga gusto kong maalis if ever makikinig ka sa akin.
Oh, that's good. Amazing.
Yung takot mo na ano, kasi minsan meron silang may mga episode ako tungkol sa ayaw mo lang sigurong itry kasi baka ma-discover mong hindi ka magaling.
Nah.
Ano, parang, yun, may mga ganun akong episode. So, first season lang muna yung naplano ko. Hindi ko alam kung saan dadali nito, pero ayoko kasi hindi rin ako alis sa Full Pals.
Sayang. There you go.
Ano to, parang supplemental to sa Cool Pals. Para correct, makakuha naman ako. Hindi ko siya nilagay sa comedy eh. Nilagay ko siya as inspirational.
Absolutely.
So, gusto ko makakuha ng bagong market. Kasi parang tumakbo na rin sa akin yung pagiging business-minded.
There you go. That's why he's here.
As a business person. As a hustler.
Uh-huh.
yung audience namin is a podcast audience.
Yes.
So saan ka ba kukuha? Kundi podcast audience din.
Exactly.
With a different genre.
And that's the thing. I mean, there's diversity in podcasting and what type of listener. It's not zero sum. Again, it's not just, oh, you're listening to comedy, you're not gonna. If you look at what the top 5 podcasts of most people, it's a diverse set.
Mm-hmm. Kasi naisip ko din, ang hirap nang i-convert ng non-podcast listeners para maging podcast listeners. Why not i-convert mo yung current podcast listeners to you?
So again, congratulations on that, James Karaan, and thank you so much, and we are very, very, very
maraming excited. Yan, ako may palapakan pa. Ay, thank you, Araneta.
Woo! Alright, so again, invite people over if they want to book you, if they want to work with you and whatnot, and listen to the obviously the Cool Pals. Where did they go and how did they do that?
Yan, so una-una sa lahat, maraming salamat sa Pod Machine for editing my podcast. Kaka-upload ko lang, sana ma-release na by January 8 ang first episode.
They're on it. There you go.
Iyon. Tapos, gusto ko kayo invite na i-book ako.
There you go.
Para makatalo na ako.
Help the guy make talon.
Okay. Matapos na tong overlap ko, gusto ko lang i-share yung goal ko.
Yes.
Kaya sabi ko kanina, kapag wala kang goal, doon ang depressing eh. Pero yes, pag may nakikita kang light at the end of the tunnel, pwede na.
Mm-mm.
Mabubuhay ka na. Kasi ang goal ko, in 5 years, kailangan makaipon ako para mabayaran ko na lahat ng utang ko.
There you go.
And pag nabayaran ko na yon, pwede na akong tumalon.
There. Yeah,
wala go. Na ako responsibility. Ngayon ko lang na-receive lahat ng fruits of the yep. comedy labor.
Mm-hmm.
Nakabili ko ng kotse.
Nice.
Dahil sa comedy.
Congratulations.
Oo. So sabi ko, parang posible siya in 5 years.
Yes.
So, okay. Yun. Ano sasabihin ko?
Yung, where did they book you? How did they work with you? And where can they find you?
Tulungan nyo akong ma-achieve ang goal ng yep. 5 years sa pamamagitan ng...
There's a lot of CEOs here. Oh,
book nyo naman ako. I host...
He performed in my wedding. Top-notch. Along with the other cool pals also. But if they want to get you as a host, it's a new trick or treat in 2023.
From, ano yan ha? Ang dami kong, you know, from trick or treat... to weddings, to birthday parties, to children's parties. Okay.
Funeral. Have you done funeral?
I'm looking forward. www.jamescaraan.com. Book nyo lang ako dyan. Kasi, gumawa na ako ng website.
There you go.
Naisip ko, kailangan ko na i-market ang sarili
Absolutely.
Ko.
Absolutely.
Hardly. Ngayong...
It's shameless. Mm. There you go.
So, stand-up comedy rin. Pwede nyo rin ako, aside from hosting, pwede rin ako mag-perform sa inyo.
Yep.
Sa mga events ninyo as a stand-up comedian.
There you go. And again,
corporate ano to ah, corporate set. So okay. Don't worry about censorship.
There you go. So he's very professional, the best in the business. And of course, the cool pals, where can they find you and how do they listen to you?
Huwag na yung cool pals. Syempre, the cool pals ngayon balik kami, mas grabe pa ang mangyayari ngayong
taon
na to.
You will have live recordings soon.
Yun.
As a podcast notification.
Spotify. Siyempre, may gumawa din ng website. Ako din yun. thecoolpals.com. THEKOOLPLS. So,
there.
Yan. So, lahat din ng mga shows namin, all over Metro Manila and all over the Philippines, may kita nyo siya sa comedymanila.ph na ako rin ang gumawa ng website. So, nakakatulong talaga ang pagdating ko ng
comsci. So, someone hack this guy's account because it's, you're gonna get all the access to all of this. Again, James, thank you very much. Before I let you go, follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to, whether Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any type of podcast app. If you see a 5-star, give us a 5-star rating. Again, we'd appreciate it. We did say some jargon. I think we did. It's gonna be the show notes on hustleshare.com and also be part of our tiny community, but all filled with hustlers in the Hustle Share premium community. Check it out also on hustleshare.com. Again, James, thank you very much.
Thank you, Boss Ron. Maraming salamat. At continue to hustle.
There you go. And of course, do great in the overlap. But I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.